Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. I'm Lee.
And I'm Peter.
Story Pirates take stories written by kids and we turn them into awesome radio plays. This podcast is all about playing you some of our favorite stories.
That is all true, Lee. And today is no different. Today's story comes to us from a then second grader from Quebec, Canada. Her name is Sarah, and her story is called Lily and the Jungle House.
That sounds really exciting.
It is really exciting.
You sound really excited.
I'm really excited about
You're
it.
You're looking really excited.
I'm really excited about it.
Wow, when you get excited, you start to not sound like a human. Wow. This is crazy.
I just forget to breathe when I'm excited.
Breathe.
Okay.
Before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation of Sarah's story, why don't we read the original story that Sarah sent in to us?
That's a great idea. Take it away, Lee.
Here it is. It's the end of the school year for Lily in Calgary. Her parents come and pick her up from school and say, "Yay, it's your last day of school. Okay, we packed your bags and here's your ticket for the plane." And then Lily said, "Wait, wow. Why do I need bags and tickets for the plane?" Parents, "Because you're going to live by yourself in Wisconsin now." "Oh, your plane leaves in 5 minutes. Bye." Lily says, "Okay, you're welcome to come and visit anytime." But accidentally, she took the wrong plane. Dun, dun, dun. Then she arrived in a magical jungle where all the wild animals are nice. Suddenly, she heard a noise. It was the Babu Warriors. So she said, "It's okay, I'm not gonna hurt you, I just wanna live here." The Babu Warrior's king said, "Let this young lady live here. You can live right here." Lily said, "Okay." 2 years later, she lived happily ever after with her true love, John, and her pet tiger, Fluffy.
That was an epic tale.
Wow, you've always wanted to meet the tiger of your dreams.
Yeah.
I believe someday you will meet your tiger soulmate.
One can only hope.
Well, let's listen to the Story Pirates adaptation of Sarah's story. Here it is, from then second grader Sarah from Quebec, Canada, Lily and the Jungle House.
Wow, finally it's the end of the school year here in Calgary. I wonder what adventures are in store for me this summer.
Lily, over here.
It's my parents picking me up from school. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Oh, hey, kiddo, jump in. We don't have a lot of time.
Okay, what's the rush?
Lily, I packed all of your favorite clothes and toys in these bags, and here's your plane ticket.
Wait, whoa. Why do I need luggage and a plane ticket?
Well, we wanted this to be a surprise, but we're sending you on a trip.
To Wisconsin! Now that you've finished the school year, your mom and I thought it'd be a good idea for you to live by yourself for a while. In Wisconsin!
Wow, that's surprising and awesome, but I'll miss you guys so much.
Oh, Lily, we'll miss you too.
All right, we're here at the airport. Hurry! Your plane leaves in 5 minutes.
Okay, bye, guys. You can come visit anytime you want.
Bye, Lily! Well, now that we can catch up on all those episodes of Cosmos we missed, do you think Blockbuster's open?
No, honey, I don't.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. It's been a pleasure flying with you all on Jungle Airlines. We're beginning our initial descent and should be touching down in just a few minutes.
Oh, I must have fallen asleep during the flight. Hey, we're landing. Wisconsin, here I come.
The local temperature is super hot and humid with 100% chance of enormous mosquitoes.
That's awfully strange weather for Wisconsin.
And we've landed. Enjoy your stay here in the magical jungle.
Ah, the magical jungles of Wisconsin. Wait a minute. Jungle animals? Jungle plants? Jungle dirt? And I don't see a single piece of cheese anywhere. This isn't Wisconsin. I must have taken the wrong plane. This place is pretty cool, though. Oh, no. A tiger. Ah!
Meow.
Oh, haha. You are not a mean tiger. You are actually really nice. Oh, such a sweet kitty. I'm gonna call you Fluffy. You can be my pet. What is it, girl? Is someone coming?
Ahem! Tis I, King of the Babu! We are the native people of this land. Who are you?
Father, look! She has tamed that ferocious beast!
Ooh. Meow?
Speak true, girl. Are you some sorceress come to destroy us and defile our magical forest?
No, of course not. I'm not going to hurt you. My name is Lily. I'm from Calgary.
Oh.
I got on the wrong plane and now I'm here.
Oh.
And I was just wondering, can I live here?
Ha ha ha! Yes, of course, young lady. You can live right here.
Wow, that's awesome. Thanks.
My eldest son, John, will show you to your treehouse.
It would be my pleasure, Lily.
2 years later.
Presenting Lily of House Calgarian, the first of her name. Lily the Wayward. Lily the Unscratched. Mother of Tigers. Taker of Plains. Queen of the Babu and Khaleesi of the Magical Jungle.
Khaleesi!
Yes! Yes!
Greetings, loyal subjects. I look forward to receiving you this morning.
Yes!
Send in the first one.
Your Grace, you have visitors from Calgary.
Calgary? It must be...
your parents!
Mom, Dad, how did you get here?
Well, we were gonna visit you in Wisconsin.
We got on the wrong plane and ended up here.
It's so good to see you guys. You can tell I've kind of settled in here. I'd like you to meet my pet tiger, Fluffy.
Lily, that is a real tiger.
And my one true love, John the Babu.
I've heard so much about you both, Mom. Dad, can I call you Gladiator?
No.
Glenn better?
No, all right, let's not do that. Okay, all right, kiddo. Looks like you've had quite an adventure, but it's time for you to come home now.
But Dad!
Your father's right, Lily. School starts again in 3 days, even for jungle princess like yourself.
I'm a Khaleesi, Mom.
Gesundheit.
The end.
And now Lee speaks with the author herself, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, how's it going?
I'm good.
How's your day going?
Good. I was at day camp all day.
Nice. What'd you do at day camp?
Well, I played on the computer. I'm in, like, a robot camp, so we made robots. It was really cool.
Is it, like, a camp full of robots?
Yeah, you make robots out of Lego.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like the coolest camp ever. What kind of robots have you made so far this summer?
Well, we made, like, a wheel that has an engine on it. If you put your hand in front of it, it starts moving.
Amazing. Do you guys ever talk about the dangers of artificial intelligence?
Kind of, yeah.
Because if you make the robots too smart, then they'll take over the robot camp. That would be dangerous.
And funny.
You're right.
At the same time.
Yeah. A lot of things are those two things at the same time, I guess. Sarah, where are you right now?
I'm at my house.
And where do you live?
I live in Gatineau.
Gatineau?
Yeah.
Gatineau is not in the United States. It's in Canada, right?
It's Canada, yeah.
Where in Canada is it? I don't know anything about Canada except for that sometimes you eat French fries with mayonnaise.
I live in between of Montreal and Toronto.
Got it. And how do you like Canada?
It's awesome.
What's your favorite thing about Gatineau or your favorite thing about Canada?
My favorite thing about Canada is that, I don't know, everything about it. Awesome.
So what if the Canadian Tourist Board came to you and they said, Sarah, we need help coming up with a slogan for Canada so that more Americans want to come to Canada. What would the slogan be for Canada?
Come here, we have cookies and lots of maple syrup. That would be weird, but it would be the slogan.
You sold me. I'm going to buy a plane ticket to Canada as soon as we get off the phone.
Wonderful.
So, Sarah, let's see. What grade are you in?
I'm going into fourth grade.
Awesome. Are you excited for fourth grade?
Yeah.
And you wrote the story Lily and the Jungle House.
Yes.
How did you come up with the idea for that story?
Well, I was sitting on my... at my desk, and then my dad was watching the show, and it said Wisconsin. They were talking about Wisconsin, and I was like, oh, well, let's incorporate Wisconsin in the story. It's wonderful. And Calgary is in Canada, so I just figured, yeah, whatever. Let's just put in the story. Then Lily is a pretty basic name, so I chose that. And it was the end of the school year. The theme for the stories was the end of the school year, crazy end of the school year, whatever. So I started that, and then soon we were going on a trip. So I was thinking of a trip. So I thought of how she was going to Wisconsin to live there.
Amazing. So, have you ever been to Wisconsin?
No, but I would like to.
I hear they have a lot of cheese there.
Yes, me too.
Did you know that right now in the city of Milwaukee, which is in Wisconsin, there's a lion on the loose?
Really?
Yeah, he's called the Milwaukee Lion.
That's weird.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with it. And then, so then Lily goes to the jungle and gets, and lives there forever and becomes the queen, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you remember in your story how the actress who played Lily tried to do a Canadian accent?
Yes.
Did you think that was a good job at that accent or a bad job?
Good job.
Yeah? You didn't find it offensive in any way?
Not really.
Do you have a Canadian accent? I can't pick one out.
I don't know a Canadian accent because I'm Canadian, so.
What about...
Canadian accent is just normal for me.
It's just normal. What about the word A-B-O-U-T? How do you say that?
About?
Oh, that sounds pretty non-Canadian to me. In America, we think that people who are Canadian say that word, a boot. Do you ever say a boot?
Oh.
Nope. What was it like to hear your story on the radio?
Awesome.
Where were you when you heard it?
In the car.
Driving or parked?
Driving.
Nice. So what was it like? Was it surprising? What did you think of what Story Pirates did with your story?
It was great. I loved it.
No, that's nice. Do you write a lot of stories?
In my head, yeah. And I wrote a story for you guys, but I forgot to send it.
Oh, no. Recently?
Yeah.
What was it called?
Yuki Saves Pig Man or something. Cowman, yeah.
That sounds like a great title.
Yeah, Yugilia Saves Cowman or something, yeah.
Yugilia is the name of the sidekick. Main character? The sidekick. Oh, it's for the sidekick show.
Yeah.
Cool.
Send it.
Well, if you ever remember to send it, I look forward to reading it.
Okay.
Do you have any advice for kids out there that want to write their own story but might need some help?
Use your imagination, obviously, and be creative. Obviously, you can't write a story about, like, a guy named Bob that walks around the street and then he sees a dog, he takes it home and he hugs it. The end. Can't do that. That's pretty simple.
So how do you use your imagination to get more creative? What do you do when you need inspiration?
I just look around me and I look at things. For example, if I was making a story right now, I'm at my desk with a computer and I would think, what about, there's a picture of a scout there. So maybe the main character could be a scout. And then he goes to Australia because I have a drawing of a kookaburra beside me. And he goes to church and he finds a lost creature and he brings it to school and then he works on it and gets to learn about it. And then he loses that creature, and then he tries to go find it, and he, at the end, he finds him.
Wow. That's an amazing story. I think you just wrote a story.
Yeah.
That's great. That's really great advice. I mean, it sounds like you're a very creative person.
Thanks.
Sarah, is there anything else you want to tell me or ask me before we wrap up?
Well, how do you like being a story pirate?
I like it a lot. I really like all the different stories that I get to read. I like making theater and I like making radio. And one of the hardest things about making theater and radio is finding really good scripts. And so what's cool about Story Pirates for me is that I never have to worry about not having good stories to tell or good scripts to act out, because so many kids send me in so many great stories like yours.
Aww.
It's super inspirational.
It's true.
Well, thank you so much for letting us perform your story, and thank you for talking to me on the phone, Sarah.
No problem.
Thanks to all of you out there for listening to today's podcast. And if you want to help us spread the word, please rate us on iTunes and leave a comment. Special thanks today to SiriusXM Radio. Story Pirates is live in New York City's Broadway Theater District, and your kids can be the stars of the show. Send us your original story right now on our website, storypirates.org, and we'll find a time to perform it for you and your friends and family. If you live in New York or are planning a trip, come see us. And yes, we host big groups too. We also have regular shows in and around Los Angeles, including After Dark shows at the Golden Road Brewery. Coming up soon on our national tour, you can see us in San Francisco on December 19th and 20th, Colorado Springs on December 20th, and Miami, Florida on January 16th. Later in 2016, check us out in Torrance, Davis, and Santa Rosa, California, as well as upstate New York and more. Check out our website, storypirates.org, for dates, times, and tickets. And if you know any Story Pirates fans with a birthday coming up, you can find shirts and hoodies at our online store, also at storypirates.org. Please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi! Aren't you gonna eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you.
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.